It has been 100 days since President Trump was inaugurated for his second term in office. The 100-day mark is a modern measuring point for presidential administrations, and few have seen more action in the first 3 months than in this White House. But how are the American people taking it in? Our latest PBS News NPR Marist poll gives us some insight, and Lisa Desjardins is at the super screen to walk us through the numbers. So, Lisa, where does the president stand at his 100-day mark?
First, I know a lot of people don't like polling, but I have to stress this is scientific. It's not perfect, though. It's not a pinpoint. It's a compass. And it tells us a lot. So let's start with the big number, first of all. President Trump's approval rating, his first 100 days in this second term, 42%. Now, that compares with disapproval rating, 53%. So a majority of Americans in our poll disapprove of the job he's doing. That's just a pinpoint. Let's look at what that means as a trend. If you go back 2 months ago, February, here's what was going on. Trump was relatively 50-50. The Americans were not sure, approve or disapprove. But now look at this. Now there is by 11 points, people disapprove of the job that he is doing. Now, let's put this more in a historical context. Where is he in terms of most presidents at this time in office? Here we go. Here's President Trump right now, second term, 42%. If you compare that to Joe Biden, 54%. First 100 days of his first term, his only term, and then 39% for Trump in his first term. So you see Trump is below Biden. Clearly, what about other presidents? That holds up. President Trump in general, his approval rating for his first 100 days this term and his first term are lower than the historical averages and certainly for any recent president.
So, Lisa, that trend line and disapproval was fascinating to me. Where exactly is the president losing support and why?
This is the fun part. This is where you really learn about what's happening. And I want to talk about who some of Trump's voters are that he should be watching. Rural voters. Look at this number. Only 46% right now approving of the job Trump is doing. How many voted for him? 66% told us they were voting for him back in November. How about this? Working class Americans under $50,000 of income, just 41% of them approving of the job that Trump is doing. Why? How about it's the economy, stupid. Right now, every adult, you ask them, 55% disapprove of the job Trump is doing on the economy. That used to be his number one issue. But look what it's doing with these groups. 48% of rural Americans unhappy with Trump on the economy. 57% of working class Americans unhappy with him on the economy. You dig down a little deeper, you can see one of the reasons, grocery prices. This poll was now. This is where Americans are at this moment. Rural Americans, 57% think grocery prices are going to go up in the next 6 months. Look at this. Almost two-thirds of working-class Americans are nervous about grocery prices. Both of these numbers, Amna, are 10 points higher than they were just 2 months ago.
It's fascinating on this single most important issue to most people as well. But, Lisa, what about immigration? That's another big issue for the president. How's he doing on that?
Right. On immigration, the president, this is his best issue currently. Now, that doesn't mean it's necessarily a total positive, because if you look at how he's handling the economy right now, 44% of Americans approve of the immigration handling for the president, 52% disapprove. Now, something about this issue, it has become his number one issue, but it also shows where his strength is. When I looked at the data here, I saw one group popping out, white evangelical voters. Well, most Americans disapprove of President Trump on immigration. Look at this. 70% of white evangelical voters approve of how he's handling immigration. Now, one issue for President Trump is due process. At least that's what our data seems to be showing us. We asked about the case of Abrego Garcia. He's the Maryland man who was protected from deportation, but nonetheless was deported to El Salvador, where he still is. His case is a due process case right now, the Trump administration keeping him in El Salvador. Do Americans approve of the handling of this case? No, they do not. 49% say we disapprove, just 35% approve.
So, Lisa, when you look ahead, what are the potential flashpoint or other issues where things could shift in the days and weeks and months ahead?
Well, it does come down to the economy. We saw overwhelmingly that people are concerned about, for example, grocery prices coming up. And that's not the only one. When you talk about Trump's impact, his policies they have on people, only 32% of Americans think that they've had a positive impact on him. 49% of Americans say the impact on them of Trump's policies has been negative. What does that mean exactly? Well, we asked about tariffs. Do you approve Trump's handling of tariffs? Most Americans don't. 58% disapprove of Trump's handling. And here's what really fascinated me. Talk about key voter groups. Let's look at this. We asked, have you sped up or delayed any purchases because of your expectations on tariffs? White voters, 40% said, yeah, we've changed our habits. But look at this. Black voters, Latino voters, 71% are changing what they're doing because of tariffs. These were voter groups that Trump did not win, but he made big gains in. That's how he was able to win the election one way. And these groups have major problems with the economy. They're not the only ones. And this is why Trump's numbers are going down.
All right, Lisa Desjardins back at the super screen for us. Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome.